Warning, you are about to start listening to Punch the Clock, a podcast hosted by three self-proclaimed cooperative professionals, Marshall, Justin, and Noel, recorded entirely in their company's break room. Marshall claims to be the perfect man, but if that's his idea of perfection, I'd hate to see what imperfect is. Justin claims to be Will Arnett's best friend. However, a restraining order says otherwise. And Noelle believes she is a Disney princess. But we've never seen a crown. Finally, warning, please leave the show now before the podcast starts in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome everybody to a very special edition of the Punch the Clock. I'm your host Marshall and I'm joined by no one today. What happened this week was Noel got sick on Friday and Justin's preparing for a business meeting, which is very important to our company. So he was unable to make it. Our guest was running late and was unable to make it. So I've had to call an audible this week because I do want there to be content this week for you guys. And I've decided that we're going to do kind of like a director's commentary. If you ever watched a movie with the DVDs, they have directors and actors commentary in the background. We're going to be doing that for a movie tonight. And I figured, what better movie to be doing this for than one movie I think I've mentioned more than any other movie during the holidays. We're going to be watching Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. And I'm going to commentate and make as many jokes as I can over this. I am going to help you sync this podcast so that you will line up while you're watching. So please go to Netflix, where this is free. Don't pay for Paul Blart, please. And go type in Paul, and Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 will come up. I'm going to give you a second to do that. All right, you should be there now. Hopefully you're there by now, or you've paused the podcast and you're there. And I'm going to count this in. And then we're going to start Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. So hopefully this lands. Hopefully this is a good episode. I'm kind of flying out a net here, guys. I'm not going to lie. And I am going to warn you guys, since I'm at home and I'm not at work, I'm going to crack open to some White Claws during this movie. So let's go ahead and do that. Hopefully that comes out nice and crisp. And I'm going to go ahead and count us in. So let's start the movie in 3, 2, 1, play. Forgot this was a Sony movie. Oh no, my dog has wandered off somewhere. Kyber, come here, boy. Okay, I'm going to have to turn down the volume on my TV. You guys go ahead and crank it up on your end. I'm kind of afraid to have too much of the noise in the background. I don't want this to get taken down for copyright reasons. So this might be the one podcast that we get completely copyright striped. But hopefully this works out. Columbia Pictures and Sony. God. Alright, well, I'm going to go through Columbia Pictures again, presenting Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. Let's go. In association with Solicitor Capital. Happy Madison, Hey Eddie, Broken Road Production. That's a mouthful, man. So this must be part of the Sandler verse. Which makes sense. I think the first one was too. Alright, here we go. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. We got the intro sequence. And recapping the first one, meets the girl. They get married. His daughter is there. Which I remember correctly. He's married for only 6 days. Jesus. Oh my god. Uncontrollable vomiting. Oh man, that's unnecessarily hard. Okay. Alright. 2 years. Okay, so this takes 2 years later. Just going through the mall, securing it. So I remember correctly, in the first one, his daughter was like, he had a daughter with an immigrant that left him. Oh, now he's finally helping the little boy get home to his mom. Hug the fake cop. I'm certified. Yeah, right, man. Damn, just let it go. Oh my god. Oh, that was a hard slap from that little kid. These should be in professional slap fighting leagues. Y'all ever see those? A bunch of people that slap each other as hard as they can. Getting more. Oh my god! I forgot his mom dies. I didn't know they made milk trucks anymore. It's a pretty funny line, actually. Like, I know this isn't a great film, but, like, there is some good comedy in this. Oh, we're getting offered the letter. Oh, heck yeah, you go, girl. She's going to UCLA. Oh, yeah, his daughter's Maya. I wish I knew who this actress is, because every time I watch this movie, I feel like she has the best performance. I know she's from Disney. All right, we're going to Las Vegas. I've been there multiple times. Got scammed there a couple times, too. That was pretty fun. Made my wife a little bit mad, but, you know, it happens. You go to Las Vegas, you get scammed. Beautiful city, though. Recommend. Been there three times. I've stayed at mostly MGM properties. My favorite one is the Park MGM, which I know is, like, not the everybody's favorite, but honestly, that smoke, since it's smoke-free and the only smoke-free place, it is a relief, because if you spend a week there like I normally do, the smoke in the casinos can get to you. So Park MGM is great, and then they got that Eataly area, and that's fantastic. Alright, let's go to Vegas. Let's see how much of this stuff is not there anymore. Paris is still there. The Wynn and Encore is still there. I've walked by them before. Never been inside the Wynn. Always look beautiful. Flamingo is still there. Caesar is obviously still there. That's a mainstay. Valet parking his car. That's pretty funny. Like, I don't know why he would valet park his car, right? This guy clearly has no money. Oh, this guy, Lane. I remember Lane. Love Lane. He just seems like the nicest guy in the world. I know he's also a Disney star, but I don't know what film it is. Oh, we're seeing some fireworks. Good lord, how many bags did he pack, man? He was only there for, like, a conference. I know it's the two of them, but still. Then they're in Mall of America. So they're still talking about the Black Friday one. So recap of the first film real fast. There was a Black Friday sale. Some people tried to rob it. He went quote-unquote above and beyond the duty. Hey, ain't that important. You don't need to see the first movie to watch this one. That's RoboCop boxing. I'd stand up. Why does she have to reiterate RoboCop ain't real? Keynote. Oh. You slapped him in the throat, man. So he takes a lot of abuse in this movie, I've noticed. Alright. Me to the hotel. Checking in, Mr. Blart. But yeah, Vegas is a great city if you ever get the chance to go. I recommend that everybody just go there once, just for the gaudiness. So fun fact, there's two Vegases. There's the Strip, which is like Las Vegas brought to you by the mob. He needs a bombless bullet at Peanut M&M's. Oh, that's right, he's got a medical condition. He has to have sugar all the time. That's a bummer. But, yeah, the main strip, you know, all the big ones are, like, the famous Vegas now. It's like Las Vegas brought to you by T-Mobile, is what I like to tell people. It's, like, very corporate Las Vegas. And then there's the original Las Vegas called Fremont Street, and that's Las Vegas brought to you by the mob. And of the two, I always stay on the strip. I think it's better to stay on the strip, but I have more time on Fremont Street. Like, it is a good time. Recommend it. Especially if you like lights like I do. I'm a big fan of neon signs. I have a whole wall of them at home. Sorry, can I mini kiss the cover band? Why are they called mini kiss? Is cafe open for lunch? Okay, his dog's just gonna bail on him. Oh man, he's wearing like, I'm not gonna lie, I really want this Hawaiian shirt now. It's got like all these fish and turtles on it. Here for the security officers convention. Y'all think there's a real life security officers convention? I like to hope so. Can you imagine that? Alright. Is he not carrying up his bags? He's going to leave them in front of the desk? It's pretty inconsiderate. Zip. See, I love the chemistry between these two. I stay in Lane. Lane's a good guy. That's nice. So I think I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see what time this movie came out. I want to say it came out in the 2010s. More blards were all big. Nice. 2015, that's when Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 came out. So this is almost 10 years old now. Oh, man. All right, simmer down there, Paul. So you got some sort of Hakpa glossemia fork. Hotel manager. Oh, the upgrade down. Where'd it go? Strip view. I had the strip view, I wouldn't say twice when I went there. Maybe once. So I've stayed at Bally's, I've stayed at the Pyramid, I've stayed at Park MGM, and I've stayed at the Mirage. I think the nicest hotel was definitely the Mirage. Park MGM is probably my favorite one I stayed at, just because it's smoke-free. Parents also enjoyed that one. The Mirage was beautiful, but I think that one just got demolished or is being changed to a Hard Rock. Bally's, when I stayed there, it was okay. It was just older. I think they're turning that into like a... I think that turns into a horseshoe or something? I don't know. They're lost there, honestly. Personal fire and chaos. Why does he think that she's hitting on him? Is he that narcissistic? His daughter's giving him a look. Oh, what was this? This is a good-looking cat, though. They make, like, a power couple here at this hotel. Oh, VIP guest. God, I might have to go to the wing. Oh, my God, who is this actor? Oh, man, I know his name. What's his name? He is really punching down to be in this movie, for being honest. Neil McDonough. McDonough? McDonough? God, I've seen so much stuff. Why is he in this movie? Fell asleep breaking loose. Oh, come on, Paul. She just wants to look nice. It's a one piece, Paul. Paul, it's a one piece. It's not even that bad. Come on, man. Don't be the overprotective dad. No one wants that. Road flares. I feel like Paul Blart has like moments where he's a good dad and moments when he's a terrible father. Okay, Neil is like in a much better heist movie than the rest of this movie. It's like there's two different movies going on at the same time here. Oh my god, this computer's ridiculous. Why would you need 5 folding screens? Ugh. Oh yeah, no one can see that silencer, bud. Who this guy? Hank? No, Hank's part of their team. I feel like everybody would figure that out immediately, though. The Wynn Hotel. Alright, what are we connecting to this TV with? Ain't no cores, ain't no wires, we're syncing our watches, alright, we got schematics going, but from what? Where are we getting schematics from? Does the Wynn just have that up? Oh, hell yeah, craps, that's like my favorite game, not gonna lie. You don't have to place a bet to stand at the table. That's not how that works. This guy is like grifting. You're not supposed to tell people out of the bed, bud. No, bet on the pass line, bro. Do you not know drinks are complimentary in Vegas? Oh, God. Those were not the best bets he could have been making. Heart 8 and Heart 6 are awful. 7 out. Alright. If that guy ruined it. Well, at least the guy's root beer. Yeah, he really should wait for a new game. Just crap down the sub. Are we scoping that lane? Just bothering some nice couple. Marriage capital world, Las Vegas. Don't hold a random bride. So me and my wife are actually planning on getting like married in Vegas. Like having a ceremony for a family, but getting the legal part done in Vegas. Then we found out we could get cheaper done in Virginia. Spying? No, me? Paul Blart? The world's worst cop? Mall cop? Paul, you gotta let her fly, brother. You see, there comes a time in your child's life when you gotta let them go. Who's this guy? Just sitting at my table. He rumbles a what? Okay, he knows, like, I feel like he should know he's not the keynote speaker, right? Like, you would know. They don't just tell you the day of that you're keynote speaker. That would be ludicrous. Like, they would contact you in advance. Like, in advance. Who's spreading that rumor? He's talked to two people. Oh, we see a segue. Fun fact about segues, the guy who, heard you pretty good on this thing. The guy who created the segue actually died on one. He ended up, he was riding out in the Grand Canyon and rode off the edge to his death. Because it malfunctioned. Oh. He's just dancing on that thing. Bruh. Stop that guy out and give him a license. I'm surprised there hasn't been, like, an America's Got Talent sketch with, like, 10 fat guys on top of Segways. He's just doing circles around this guy. Oh! Please don't. Don't hit the car. Don't hit... Oh, Jesus. Don't... Oh! Somebody ran him over. Oof. I guess the segue is okay. Did they have him strapped down to the bed? Well, why would you think you were given the keynote, bud? Very supportive daughter. For how unsupportive Paul Blart's been. Also, he's got this mini mattress out. They couldn't, like, give him two double beds. Like, that is an option. Like, at almost every hotel. Lactic acid. Take a nap, huh? Okay. Why don't you go walk to... actually, the Wynn Encore, not in the best location. Hey, like, hot tip. If you want to stay in Vegas, like, stay at, like, Paris, Bally's, Bellagio, Caesars, Park, anywhere in that area, because you'll be, like, right on the center strip, and much more walkable. The Wynn Encore are not really walkable areas. Now, there is a monorail out there, which is nice, but still, I mean, you can get a taxi or Uber. Like, and here's another hot tip for you. When you leave the airport in Las Vegas, don't get an Uber. Go to the taxis, because they have fixed rates. Legally, they can only charge you a fixed rate to get there. So, like, and they had to display it on the wall in the airport, so you'll know how much you got to pay for that ride the whole time. And most times, like, $15-$20 is the best deal you can do. But, yeah. Bali's a good one. Haraz is in the middle of everything. Yeah. Like, you want to stay away from the Luxor or Mandalay Bay or anything. That's too far of a walk. You don't want to do that. Excalibur is like one of those old theme casinos. It shows its age. You don't want to be in there either. Like, spring the extra money. Stay at the Park. Stay at the Mirage. Stay at Caesars. Stay at the Venetian. One of those and you'll be good. Oh, okay. We're at like a trade show fair here. Man, talk about Chekhov's gun, huh? Or Chekhov's trade show. God, every one of these people had like one line in this movie. And all of them are delivering it as hard as they can. Ooh, incapacitated. Oh, she just knocked herself in the head. don't think this segue right here that he looks at ever comes up in the movie again. Like you think, as much as he peeps this, that it would come up again, right? Anyway, pool bar. Oh, cool, we're back to the better movie, the heist movie. Just spilling everything up in here. So I've never been to the Wynn. Looks like the place has a lot of Asian influences, though. Oh, also don't stay at Circus. That place is like... or the Strat. Those are like bad neighborhood central. Can't walk anywhere. Was he like beanbag shooting? Do they allow security guards to roll with like beanbag guns? I feel like the answer is no. Dang, man. He's got worse aim than a stormtrooper. Yeah, sights off. I like how he's got a posse now. Eduardo. Alright. I don't know, that's a purple coat, man. That's like a blue coat. Maybe lavender. Oof. You've been on him hard. Real stuff. Are hotel security in Las Vegas, like, armed with guns? I'd like to believe so. Buddy. Eduardo is like what you dream of being. I don't think he needs like your help. Look at him. Look at that chiseled jaw on Eduardo. Look at you, Paul Blart. Wearing Hawaiian shirts. Oh, no scope. Dang, son. Yeah, that did get real. Oh, alright. Looks like I'm out of drink one, so I'm gonna go grab drink number two.
Be right back.
Alright. Let's go ahead and let's rip and tear into number two. Why is there so many candles that are lit? Like, that's a hazard. Oh, excuse me. Had some tacos for dinner. So these two are Disney stars, right? Let me look. I'll still have that WebMD. Not WebMD, IMDb. Yeah, Ronnie Rodriguez and David Henry. Nice little relationship they got going on there. Yeah, they were both on Disney Channel. Okay, that's what I noticed them for. Oof, her career did not go too well after this movie. Yikes. What about him? He's older than I am. His career didn't do too well either. Yikes. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 be swallowing here by his career. Not married, no girlfriend. She's been kidnapped. Does anybody love you? Jesus. That's just hurtful, man. Oh, okay. His daughter's unlocked. Nice. Way to go, Paul. Overreaction much. Now, I will say this about Eduardo. He was very quick to come, like, help. Like, he took it seriously from the get-go, even though, like, Paul Blart's, like, reacting. Like, Eduardo is, like, the real MVP of this movie, I feel like. Like, even with the animosity he has towards Paul Blart, he's like, okay, let me get the cops up in here. Let me get everybody going. Man. Good lord. Eduardo dropping some truth bombs. Oh, officer, dude. Really made an ass of yourself. Chicken Chow Lane. Oh, no. We found the UCLA, like, acceptance letter. Oh, man. This is a beautiful restaurant they're in. There's no way he can afford this. Who's the Fountain of Dreams? I've heard that is a beautiful show that you can see for free. Never seen it myself, though. Oh, if you're in Las Vegas, check out the Bellagio Fountain Show. It's like, it plays like multiple times a day, and each time they do it to different music, and it's like a different sequence. It's very cool. When I went with my parents, fun fact, my dad made me watch that fountain show like 6 times. And he'd be like, oh, it's almost, because he learned that there was a timetable, he'd be like, oh, it's almost this, we can catch the fountain show anytime we'd be near that thing. He would go and see the fountain, and eventually we're all like, why do you want to see the fountain show so much? He's like, it's just really cool. So, it was pretty fun. And yes, I went to Vegas with my parents. The third time, I dragged them out there because I had the points from my honeymoon. I was like, hey, let's get y'all out there. I didn't think they were actually going to get on the plane and go, if I'm being honest with you, but they made it out there and they had a good time. Like, my mom told me afterwards, she's like, yeah, I thought I'd hate Vegas. We both did, but we actually had a great time. There's something out there for everybody in Vegas, I'm not going to lie. If you don't have a good time in Vegas, you weren't looking hard enough for your niche. Earthquake flakes. Hell yeah, girl, you go. You tell him. Judge Blart snap. Oh, dude, not the dinner rolls. Chicken Chow Lane is a funny joke. Like, I glossed over that one, but Chicken Chow Lane is pretty funny. You tell him, homegirl. Live your life. Parents out there, you gotta learn to let your kids run free, you know? They gotta make their own mistakes in their own way in life. Oh, somebody got a giant daiquiri. This is a beautiful ring she got on. Oof. Depressing as Idaho. Oh, Jesus, a tomb of loneliness. Way to make him feel better. Why is this guy got, like, the worst Wolverine haircut? Look at him, man. He, like, why does this man just shave off the rest, man? You ain't got so much hair left. Why you gotta style it like Wolverine? Oh, man. He ain't married, man. Oh, man. Fun fact, you don't have to gamble when you're in Las Vegas either. There's all sorts of stuff you can do otherwise. I've known many people who have gone out there and not gambled once. Oh, this is a nice shot of Las Vegas. Paris is cool because they replicate like the Eiffel Tower and the inside looks like Paris. Oh, there we go. We got like a kind of nice splice together shot. Ooh, let's get some. Oh, we still got that schematic film on loop. So I know, like, these casinos have art and stuff in them. But, like, just to have a Picasso on display. No, what was it? Van Gogh on display? Sorry. Seems a little wild to me. Once again, Neil isn't a much better movie than what we're watching. Like, they really should just, like, cut the Paul Blart parts and just made this all a heist movie. So the Wynn Hotel must have the schematics, like, on a channel, like, showing you how the Wynn's built or something. Alright. Best curry in the world. We got a guy on the inside. What's this guy yelling at? Oh, is that Adam Sandler's wife right there? Oh, man. Paul, don't do it. Oh, you can tell this came out before me, too. Oh, God. It's her fault. Why is he trying to tell her it's her fault? Dang, gaslighting game is strong. Paul Blart be the best wingman out there. Oh, that guy's dead. Ooh, lordy. Just trying to be patriotic. Oh, man. TSA. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, people. I hate the TSA. Yeah, it's just security theater at its worst. Like, have we ever heard the TSA actually stopping a major terrorist attack or anything? Like, for real. And here's the thing you need to know about the TSA, right? So they take your liquids, right? Before you go onto the plane, you go through security, they won't let you have a certain amount of liquid. But once you get past there, you can buy liquid, whatever. But they take that liquid, that water bottle, that Red Bull, whatever it is, that you're not allowed to have, because it could be a potential bomb, and then they throw it in a trash can with all the other potential bombs. Like, make that make sense, man. Either you know it's bullshit or you don't. I mean... don't normally deliver dry clean. I'm starting to call around to Paul Blart's side on this one. I think she is hitting on him. If all the people, like, Paul Blart is not confident around women whatsoever. Fake boyfriend thing. It's sweating. There, he's like so incompetent around every other woman but her. It's so weird. You're telling me the USB controls the security in this place? Come on, man, that's ludicrous. Come rob this place with a security dongle. Just need a USB to do it. Oh, man. Is it supposed to be like a green room? It's not a very good green room. This looks like an employee break room, if anything. Oh, man, I just realized I swore through this. All right, you know, I'm just going to mark this as not safe for work. This guy swears in it. I'm not going back here and doing all that editing. It's an after-hours episode. Put a little disclaimer in there. Did that door just lead them to a heavenly villa? It's like some sort of garden. And a guy, like, playing music on the piano? Oh, man. That guy's just hamming it up for nobody. Imagine being your whole job, no matter what, to be to play the piano in the courtyard, regardless if anybody's there. Oh, God, there's a bird. Why are they trying to shoot this bird? Oh man, I feel like this bird is like his spirit animal or something. Like maybe he's gone to like heaven or something, or this is like his trial, like in Star Wars where Luke goes through that like cave. The bird is his like Star Wars cave, is what I'm saying. Don't cry. The guy is still playing the piano the whole time this is going on, too. Like, this has got to be, like, some sort of cosmic god putting them through a test. Like, the piano man over there is some sort of, like, Loki figure or someone testing him. This is his trial and tribulation he must go through before he can be the hero he's meant to be. Oh my god, this bird is, like, killing him, man. He just punched the bird. Oh my god, this guy is just calmly playing the piano while this goes on. Why? See, he's gotta be some sort of Greek god. He's like Dionysus or something, just having a laugh. What did you expect the piano man to do? He just tested your metal and you won. And his shirt comes out nice and clean after that. Oh, okay, a teenage hotel party in Vegas. That's normal. Okay, why would the hotel staff let them know when they check out early so they can have a party? Because, like, those maids are going to have to clean that up, you know? Alright. Keynote speaker speech. Yeah, we were all here for Nick, whatever's. Do you think these are real security officers? Or they just get a bunch of stock photos. Let us know in the comments. Woo! Paul Blart! No one's excited. Someone's golf clapping. That guy on the far left looks like Confucius. Alright, let's hear it. Let's hear that speech, buddy. Ah, yeah, that's a deep cut joke, Kevin. Alright, let's see what you can pull out, man. Kevin James. Oh, man. Why do we do it? I'm going to pause the video for a little bit, take a little break. Use the restroom, everything. This is your intermission right now. So we're pausing in 3, 2, 1, mini kiss. All right, everybody, I'm back. Let's go ahead and resume play in 3, 2, 1. All right, we're back at the worst speech ever given.
All right. Where is she going? Some sort of conjoining hotel room? I like how he gestured out the crowd calling everybody ugly. Alone. He's really making a lot of assumptions about a lot of people. Yeah, I gotta have another drink during the break, so that was our intermission. Let's just go ahead and crack that open real quick. Seriously, what's sweet? Are they having this party in? Oh, that guy's got a gun. Like, what's sweet? Are they having the hotel party next door and they couldn't lock the doors? I mean, come on. Oh, man. It's like, if you were playing a heist, wouldn't you not get the conjoining room with someone else's? Like, get your own room? She really is into him. Like, maybe not at first, but I think she's, like, been gaslit by him or something. I don't know if gaslit's the right word, but, like, it's what it feels like. Soft-soled shoes. Just deep throw that mic. Oh, rejected. Oh, man. A couple of fraternity brothers end up as security officers. Real nice guys, though. He was one that was a bigger guy. He actually worked in the building I work at. Shout out to him. But, yeah, he would get called up for any altercation because he was, like, a really big guy. Like, big guy. He was like, oh, yeah, every time the altercation happened, it was over when I showed up because people would just calm down because I'm a big guy. Now, that story's funny to me because, like, I know him, and I know, like, he's the type of guy who's, like, you know, involved in charities with children. Real just teddy bear of a man. Big guy, but a teddy bear of a man, you know. And, you know, the type of guy who, like, goes to open mic poetry nights and everything. So, always thought that was funny. Tried to find him a job in my company, but it didn't pan out. Where's my mom? And then he gets slapped in the face. That guy's asleep. That's funny. Loving that guy. I hope someone today is just good advice in general. After all, this world can be really cruel. Why be cruel to other people, you know? You don't know what everybody else is going through. And sometimes the best way to get through your own problems in this life is to solve someone else's problems. I think we should all try to be nice and calm and collected. Help other people. I saw something I shouldn't have seen. What you dealing with? He's being really dismissive for someone who made her carry flares and pepper spray and a walkie-talkie like a couple hours ago and freaked out. Like, as soon as something crazy happens, he's like, ain't nothing going on. Alright, the two movies are going to intersect now. West Orange. So is that in California? I guess it could be on the East Coast. I don't know why in my head can't I always, like, thought Paul Blart was on the West Coast. Oh, real cops. Oh man. So I'm pretty sure Kevin wrote this film. Don't 100% on that. Like Kevin James wrote this. So I don't know why he pokes so much fun at his own body all the time. It's like he really hates himself. I like how the one guy, like, actually remembered. Maya! Con Dios! Like, someone needs to lock this door before every teen at that party ends up wandering through there. All these teens are gonna get shot, man. Like, not a single one of you, even you, Neil, has been like, oh, we should lock down that door. Stop having these teens wandering through. Oh, come on, Paul. Don't do it. Can I draw on them? No. Ah, man, he's crawling on the ground trying to get, like, ice cream drippings. Come on, Kevin James. Have a little bit of respect for yourself. You're just getting, like, ice cream dropped on your face, bro. Ice cream bukkakes. No, brother, no. Why are you doing this? Is the money really worth it for this? Ugh. Oh, man. It's not even funny. It's just gross at that point. Alright, we're sneaking around like a ninja. Oh, man. I would love to stay at one of these suites somewhere. Doesn't have to be Vegas. How did she put that together so quickly? Oh, see your snow globe or sunblock, Lane. There's so many like stores there, brother. Now here's my question: is Lane getting her a snow globe from his own hotel lazy or endearing? Oh, punched the heck out of her! Right in the gut, old lady punch. Oh, God. You did not deserve that, ma'am. Oh my gosh, she's taking this punch like a champ. I don't know why I find that funny. But he can't just tell you who's staying where. Oh man, it's her again. She does get increasingly more and more attracted to him as the film goes through. And that's just wild. She is about to do him special favors. See, why is he so confident with her, of all people? Like, I remember the first movie, he is not confident with women. He... It's just her. Maybe I don't know, man. All right, we're into like Fort the Heist mode. We're gonna do some segue hacking here. Paperclip and rubber band, like MacGyver or MacGruber. Why is he being so meticulous with this Hershey's kiss? Kevin, there was no point to that right there. Wasting everybody's time. All right, we got the segue. We're golden. We're going away from the hotel. Layton, you need to shut up. She's about to save you. Turtle girl. Oh man. From shipping. It's from corporate. It's kind of wild that I work in a place where I can say that I'm from corporate now. Like, never in my life did I think I would be the guy from corporate. Just checking up on him, huh? It's okay if I eat my lunch. Yeah, go ahead. What is he? Oh my god, that is the worst banana of all time. Oh god, that is black. Oh, he's eating it. It's crinkly as heck. Why? Why would you do this, man? That's not even fit for banana bread. Oh my god. How long has he had that banana? Good lord, man. Yeah, after we see the gold, now we ask for identification. Hey, it's the guy. What is he doing on the segue? Oh my god. Oh, we're just murdering people now. Cool. Alright. Why not? The home court advantage. Alright. See, I'm not so sure this is still in the wind. This could be like bulletproof. And it seems like it's like in Caesar's Mall or something. You know, Bulletproof's a brand, right? Why is he shooting his Segway? Oh my goodness. This guy just sees luggage at the top moving towards him. Okay, that thing's not bulletproof, Paul. Oh my god. Let's take him out with a suitcase. He fell into the fountain. Jesus. How would that not kill him? Like, all those bullet holes in that thing. These bounds have been shot. Hell yeah, we're gonna do the classic like Bond villain thing and not actually check to make sure the body is dead. That big old frog. Is he quoting Game of Thrones there? Good lord, man. Alright, we were just soaking wet, aren't we? You're dry. So here's the thing about Paul Blart in this movie. He goes through, like, random moments where he's the most incompetent father and security guard in the world to, like, the most competent. It's gotta be that deity that, like, bestowed powers upon him. Oh my god. Why does he keep trying to hit him? Oh. Just gonna shoot him right there. Yeah, why did you let him run off? Y'all are the worst heisters I've ever seen. Now we're in the employee area again. Eduardo? I don't think Eduardo's in on this. He's too straight-laced for that. I gotta grab another drink. Let me do that real quick. Oh, we're getting shot at. Oh my gosh. Yo, let's Cirque du Soleil. Every time I've been out to Vegas, I've seen Cirque du Soleil, and every single time I thought it was spectacular. Hands down, worth it. If you're going out to Vegas, the shows are amazing. See Cirque du Soleil. There's one at the Bellagio called O. It's like the water version of Cirque du Soleil. Recommend 100%. By far my favorite one that I've ever seen. I've seen Mystère, O, and the Beatles one, the Mirage. O was the best. It's like a giant pool they can raise and lower the water at will. Kind of like what's going on in this one right here, but like on steroids. It's very cool. I like how none of these Cirque du Soleil actors are like bothering to see, like, do anything about Paul. They're just like the true definition of the show goes on. This has got to be the most supportive wife ever. Scary people are just jiving with us. Oh. All right, let's crack in the drink number four. Yeah, Bellagio has a bigger one of these. I think my least favorite one out of the three might have been the Beatles one. But the Beatles one was also a very good show. It was just a much smaller arena to watch it in. But it would have been like Beatles number three, Mystère number two, and then number one was O. O was hard to beat. Mystère was my first Cirque du Soleil that I saw, and that was great, but yeah. Oh, the whole War Act was amazing. But again, that's not to say the Beatles one wasn't amazing too. That was really great in its own right. Just make sure you like the Beatles music, because there's a lot of it. I saw that with my parents. They enjoyed it a lot. They thought it was really cool. But yeah. But that's not to say my parents paid for, like, my vacation out there. No, I actually gave them the room and then I paid for me and my wife to go out there with them to make sure they went. What is he doing here, man? You got like a shotgun or something? like making some sort of stun fork? But I've also seen mad shows out there. I've seen all sorts of shows. The shows are worth it. Like, I love the live shows and live entertainment out there. I saw, like, a Shin Lim. Oh! What's he doing? Crossbow fork? That was really cheesy, Paul. Pretty sure you just killed that guy. But I saw Shin Lim. He's like a magician out there, and that was amazing. That guy literally teleported from like the front of the stage to the back of the audience within like 2 seconds. I don't know how he did that. Also, the desert's really cool out there. Valley of Fire, definitely worth seeing. It's a 1 hour drive from Vegas, but it's worth it. He's like a cockroach, El Cucaracha. Yeah, who are they, Paul? Why are they fucking with you? Once again, this episode is rated R. I'm going to have to put the explicit tag in front of it now. He's just slapping that priceless painting, isn't he? What is a Wunderschind? Oh, yeah, your daughter only figured it out like 30 minutes ago, man. Oh, good lord, man. Why is everything USB activated in this hotel? That is some BS. Buddy, you're not even behind the pillar. He was raining into glass like he was a bird. Yeah, it's clean glass. Here's the 5-screen laptop guy again. Oh god, not the bird again. The guardian, the contempl- Okay, yeah, if it's the guardian of contemplation, then he saw like a deity. The deity's on his side now. Oh my god. The delightful fine art painting right there. Ooh! That's Minicus. Yeah, these guys really don't like him, huh? Because Beth has been like a sore spot for Minicus. Oh, poor Lane. They didn't look pretty hurt that she, like, destroyed the snow globe. Hotel gift basket. Double bag. Well, you really destroyed that snow globe for no reason, huh? It's happened before. It's a very funny line. Mm-hmm. Oh, did I get out?
Nice.
Saying all this heist stuff in the moot. Yeah, like, he's in the casino and they're not going to notice a drone flying around. Or get mad about it. Really? You're like down the road from them. It feels like the technology in heist movies is always borderline dumb slash genius. And always non-existent. What are you taking from him? Oh, we're back at the Chekhov's gun convention. Okay, I don't know why I just saw this, but I feel like this movie would sync well to, like, Pink Floyd's The Wall. Like, obviously you have to play it multiple times, but still. Oh, he does get the segue. Oh, she's totally in love with him, R.A. We just saw Paul Blart gaslight someone into loving him. This guy's got a terrible aim. Okay. So we established Paul Blart was a terrible shot before, only for him to be able to bullseye her by now. So I guess that piano man really did instill crazy powers into him. How does this guy behind him not hear Paul coming? Oh, okay, the Segway is bulletproof now. No, oh, come on, man. Butterfly knife. Man, the marble gun is really dumb. Might overslid a tad bit there. Come on, Paul. You about to get stabbed, bro. With the taser. I mean, God forbid y'all be careful around, like, authentic Da Vinci. Ooh, that hurt. Da Vinci painting. Where's the Picasso? Van Gogh. Van Gogh. This guy's gonna have brain damage with all these, like, electrical shocks. Time to even the play. Aww. Okay, that Van Gogh is going to be messed up by the time he gets it there. Homegirl, you got to go UCLA. Lane, why do you have any skin in this game? You live in, like, Las Vegas, dude. There's no reason for you to care. I'm starting to come around and hate on Lane now. I feel like Lane was just looking for an easy hookup. Oh, 6-year-olds. Alright, time to grab another drink. Let's keep on playing. We got this.
One more drink.
All right.
And I'm back.
Man. Well, I want to say this. The decor inside the Wynn Hotel is pretty beautiful. Oh, they made it 6 days. That's good. His wife made it 6 days with him. Hit by a milk truck. So y'all think milk trucks actually still exist? And it's been decades since this film, but that'd be a wild thing, right? Can't be alone. I'm gonna look up milk trucks real fast. And apparently milk trucks are carried in giant vats now. It's kind of creepy. All right. Rats and blowtorch, hey? All right, man. Spin around and throw you up on your friends. Are we having like a who's the crazier person off? He does have two different color eyes. Give me my bang! That made it like 3 feet. Why wouldn't you have put the painting on that bench next to him? And then say, move my daughter over here. Not an entity. My associates. Staten Island. According to Justin, there ain't nothing good in Staten Island. You guys got a poncho on. Mall of freaking America. What is with the cape? Oh, he came from air. Cut. That's pretty good. Oh, God. They're so screwed. Wait, did he just now learn what non-lethal is? So he just straight up thought he was killing people? And he was just nonplussed about it? Wolverine says go. Homeboy's got sleep apnea and narcolepsy. Damn sure you are, Paul. No, y'all aren't. Okay, so I've seen the first movie, and Foot Locker is, like, not a thing. Well, you got lamps. I like how only two of them are actually good at what they're doing. The rest of them are just getting lucky. Is that a brush? Helipad. Tiny little lady. Pretty sure that's Kevin James's real life wife. Oh, he used his body to knock her out. Butterfly knife. He's looking like Grandpa from the Boondocks, man. He got that belt foo. Ow, man. Oh, that guy got 300. Oh, my God. It's priceless, priceless stuff being destroyed right now. I love how lucky they're getting during this. Like, they normally would not be doing this well. Oh! She took that straight to the titty. She just ate that punch. She's the most confident out of all of them. Good lord. Oh yeah, yell over at the encore, not the win. How did he get across the building that quick? Eduardo, you're heartbroken. Eduardo is a good soul. Where is he coming from? How do you hear that? All right, we're making a zip line. Looks like, see ya, buddy. I don't feel like Paul would have been able to hold on for more than 2 seconds here in real life. Now someone died not in the line, that's great. Aim for the pool. You'll still die, but it'll be look cool. Alright, here we go. We got a helicopter coming. This is a good time to mention that my wife actually likes both the Paul Blart movies, unironically. Just want you all to know that, listeners. My wife loves these movies, unironically. Oh, he's coming to get you. He's going to find you. Neil's going to get you. Neil McDonough's going to get you. How did they do that? sticky mess. That's some really bad CGI. Oh no! Oatmeal. His one meekness, his one kryptonites, oatmeal. That was the worst pun I've ever heard. West Orange Pavilion. Yeah, of course he's turning it down. He's got a real job. Mr. Wynn! Wonder how much money he actually gave him. Holy crawfish. Maybe like $300. Yeah, she is into him. Paula's just really not into her for whatever reason. And the more he's not into her, the more she wants him. The mystery. Rocky Mountain's tea. Oh my god. It watered up. Paul Blart be wingman and everybody, man. He'd be all guy that water always crying. Is really helping out Wardo. Hey Wardo, you need to leave her. Yeah, probably, bud. It's okay. Blood. All right, he's getting a medal for some reason. Don't do that. Go to UCLA. Come on, mate. You gotta go where you gotta go. Oh, Paul's learning to let his daughter go. Holy crawfish is like a family word, huh? Thank you. Not too much fun. Not UCLA. Oh, man. Paul's going to run off into the sunset in his really terrible van. With some random cop. So is a Bruin? What's a Bruin? Someone let me know. Oh, he almost got killed. Is she into him? Is she not? Officer. County Sheriff, there we go. So she's an actual cop. Oh, look at that, Player Paul. Oh! That looks like it hurt. Hey, there we go. And roll credits. Well, all right, everybody, that's been Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 by Kevin James. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I feel like at a certain point I stopped making jokes and I just start commentating on it, but hey, what can you do? Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 is kind of a unique movie. But this has been Punch the Clock. I'd like to go ahead and just shout out Kevin James for making this movie. Appreciate it, Kevin. But anyway, as always, toodles.